Okay. So week is officially over. I mean, I guess... Well, okay. Don't back into this poll. Get out of the parking garage in one piece. Get home in one piece. I decided to take all my old games home instead of just, like, letting them pile up in the office again, like I did last time I brought all this stuff in. So not only did I bring home the SNES and Genesis stuff I brought in with me this morning, I also grabbed a box of NES games and getting that out too. So far, the drive looks good. Made some left turns quite easily. Seems like there are not quite as many cars on the road through here, but it's still very early goings. Windjammers next week? Yeah, maybe. Maybe. Well, we'll see. I don't know. I'm going to be out for a few days next week. But yeah, maybe they will play it in my absence. You never know. Gamescom? No, probably not. That's one of the things we probably would have had to plan hotel and some whatever else by now to go, and just, you know, it's Gamescom is cool, but like, or I don't know, it seems cool. I really want to go. It's so close to PAX, and most of the games that you would care about that would be shown at Gamescom are already games that you saw at E3 without any changes, or the games that went through some changes are probably at PAX, and that's fine by me. Like, we're not really running a, we've got to see it first, we've got to get the first write-up of what the updated build of this game looks like. It looks a lot like it looked at E3, but this is the boat level. So, you know, we're just not running that type of thing. So, stuff like Gamescom ends up feeling a lot less useful. Stuff like Comic-Con is useless for the same reason. Because it's just the same shit. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, they'll probably be showing, like, Mortal Kombat X new characters and stuff at some of these events. And that is something that interests me a great deal, but I'll see it when I see it. Oh, come on, charter bus. Make the left fucking turn. I don't want to wait for this light. Not when there's, like, no other cars out here. Oh, just go. Just go, you big dumb bus. Oh, yeah, yeah, just fucking... Fine, I'll just get over, because you're going to merge into me if I don't. That bus says Metro Van Ness. I don't even know what that means. It's a chartered bus, but it just lists a route on it. Must be for a convention or something. Oh, 9th Street's pretty much empty. It's nice. It's real nice. That person is wearing a large Mad Hatter kind of hat and wheeling two rolling briefcases, holding a paper bag. Wearing some kind of jacket, and it's... I can't tell if that person is crazy or without a home or both. Oh, man, that guy was wearing a backwards visor. Are those coming back? Is that coming back? Wearing a visor backwards? Can I be that shitty guy again? Can we do that? He had the basic, like... I'm not saying he looked exactly like this, but there was something Max Temkin-esque about this person, except he was wearing a blue turtleneck, which I don't know that I, like a bright blue turtleneck, and Max doesn't seem like a bright blue turtleneck kind of guy to me, but, maybe, I don't know. Max Temkin can do a lot of things. He's shifty. He'll keep you guessing. He might wear a bright blue turtleneck. But he would. I don't think he would wear a visor backwards. I think that's where I draw the line. Walking up the street with purpose. Backwards visor, you dumb motherfucker! Oh, what a stupid look! Let's get into it. Oh, I missed this light because someone's double parked. Doesn't matter if traffic is bad or how many people are out here or not out here. Someone will always double park and fuck up everything. Bank teller visor, only translucent green? Hell yeah. Like casino shade, like dealer shade. Absolutely. There's a woman here outside wearing like a trim enough to wear doesn't have any other clothes. I mean, I assume she is. Some sort of police action up here. What do we got? Gonna try not to run this person over, even though they're basically stopping while running across the street in front of me. And we have a police SUV out here. Behind some sort of Lincoln Town car. And that car just sped away, but the cops did not follow. But a mysterious-looking black van did. I don't know. A black GMC that looks like something in Uber. Yeah, some kind of car, like SUV for hire. Yukon XL also pulled out of there and is now next to me. I don't know where that fucking Yukon went. Weird. Got ahead of it, and then now it's... Was it ever really there? Nothing jumping off here at the laundromat. I just see some clothes spinning. Woman was wearing very bright shoes, like bright green, some kind of neon yellow, I don't know. Color close to tennis balls. Town car, blacked out windows. They're chasing me, they're fucking shadowing me. They're trying to fucking kill me, man. But I see him. sun. No. Stop. Too bright for glasses. Help. Help. Oh. Okay. I don't know that I would call Super Dodgeball the greatest game of all time, but it's definitely a great game. It's an outstanding fucking game. Nice empty roads. This will be nice. Hopefully. Some fucking nightmarish accident or... You know, the other thing is, like, people tend to get out of San Francisco for long weekends and holiday weekends and stuff, so sometimes there can be just nasty traffic getting out of town on the last day before the weekend starts. People driving up to Healdsburg and shit to stay at beds and breakfasts and generally be assholes. Come on, van. When they say slow to 25 miles an hour, that means two things. One, they don't actually mean it, and they definitely don't mean to slow down to 10 like you just did. It's not that narrow of a gap to get onto the Golden Gate Bridge. I understand your van is sizable, is wider and bulkier than my vehicle. You may be a little bit concerned, but come the fuck. This van is full of fucking people, too. I see a ton of heads in there. Alright, you know, it looks like a bunch of kids. So, fine. Slow down. Safety of kids. Sure. But maybe don't drive in the fast lane. There you go. Go ahead. Get over. There's plenty of room for you over there to drive in the... Well, now you're weaving closer and closer to this Camry that's in the far lane. So maybe don't sideswipe the Camry. Look, I'm going to stop telling you how to drive. You drive how you want to drive. Just do it away from me. And here I go, getting away from you. Super fucking dodgeball, man. That's a game. have a copy of Super Dodgeball, I don't think. I might. Might have one in there somewhere. I don't look. Not the Speed Rumbler soundtrack. Damn it.
Thank you.
still playing Umbrella.
He lived it. Now he's helping you relive it. It's Instinct's Last Bass.
Now on SiriusXM Pop 2K.
Finally.
Down the 30 biggest pop hits from this week.
2001. Premiering Saturday morning.
11 East, 8 Pacific.
Come back to the decade that just left on the Pop 2 Countdown.
Come back to the decade that just left. It's the saddest fucking plea for nostalgia you could possibly make. Why don't we play songs from 2000 to 2009?
You know?
Oh, Akon. Is haunting.
I'm so bossy, bitch, get off me. It's a different jingle when you hear these car keys. Your SL's missing an S, nigga. Your plane's missing a chef. The common theme, see they both got wings. If you fly, do it to death. It's only one God and it's only one crown. So it's only one king that can stand on this mound. King push, kingpin, overlord. Coast guard, come a honey, going overboard. I got money with the best of them. Go blow for blow with any Mexican. Don't let your side bitches settle in. Might have to head, but you never.
Oh,
I put numbers on the boards. Hard to get a handle on this double-edged sword. Whether rapping or I'm rapping to a whore, might reach back and relapse after wrapping up the drawer. Givenchy fitting like his gym clothes. We really gym stars. I'm like D-Rose, no D-League. I'm like these clothes. 88 Jordan leaping from the free throw. Ballers, I put numbers on the boards. Ballers, I put numbers on the boards.
I could be driving a little faster. It's true. This truck is past me at a much higher speed. I'm gonna get behind that.
I'll cry no more. Bigs drug and show money. Bigs Burke on tour.
Envoy.
5 bricks move work like shore. Hit Delaware twice, needed 25 more. I see flaw, cracks in your diamond. CB4 when you rhyme, Simple Simon. Come and meet the pieman. A must that I flaunted. The legend grows legs when it comes back to haunt us. Ballers, I put numbers on the boards. Can't a bitch live and say I bought a Michael Kors. Every car driven was decided by the horse. Keep the sticker in the window in case you wonder what it costs. How could you relate when you ain't never been great? And rely on rap money to keep food upon your plates, nigga. I might sell a brick on my birthday. 36 years of doing dirt like it's Earth Day. God.
Y'all feel like
I think everyone should find out when Pusha T's birthday is.
Ballers,
and on his birthday, find him and see if he will sell you a brick. He might. He might sell a brick on his birthday.
Put your hands in the air like you really do care. Oh yeah. Put your hands up like you give a damn and a for yourself. You should taste what I felt. It's probable that those on the bottom gonna hold you accountable. It's lonely at the top and it's also hostile. Everybody got their own course full of obstacles. Don't let your heart grow cold like a popsicle. She says she wants someone to treat her as an equal. And right now we started speeding towards Reno. Burning rubber in the burgundy regal. Fly like a dove then dive like an eagle. I'm a 70 deuce. That year was a classic. Buzz got loose and we here trying to catch it. She said that she was unimpressed. That's when I stood up and did the Kanye West. Put your hands in the air like you really do care. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Put your hands in the air like you really do care. Oh yeah, put your hands up like you give a damn and a fuck. Put them up, put them up, put them up, put them up. Put your hands in the air like you really do care. Oh yeah, she said she needed a place to feel free. And right now we started building a team, trying to make a better perfect. A little purpose, the only thing for certain is the sleep disturbance. But ever since people started measuring time, we've been looking for an easy way to settle our mind. Take a load off, or take your clothes off, or shut your eyes and roll straight for the roadblock. She says she needed something that she could blame. And right then is when I offered my name. It's the only thing I got that'll always remain. So I'ma share it with you so you can come play too. She says she wanna find a cure for death. I know she meant that in the purest sense. But when I finally die, put on your Sunday best and throw your hands in the sky like Kanye West. Put your hands in the air like you really do care. Struggle, I'ma do it comfortably and live life like I love to breathe. You need to prove nothing to me. The time got a price, but the trouble is free. If we gonna struggle, I'ma do it comfortably and live life like I love to breathe.
Get into Wolfenstein this weekend.
One Direction eyes are so.
We don't really have that much going on.
Instagrams with his fans, man, he wish he was famous. Stop talking about your heart, we give a fuck entertainers. What is nigga the lamest? Why is clothes so plainest? And I know the ones who hate us. All the same, same, faded. Man, fuck the vindicated, innovated. This thing influence, how do you become the god? Language we're learning fluent, understand who you are. They told us to be patient, but it's pointless. Like the use of emojis in conversation. Question mark face. What does it mean? It means stay up on your life, focus on them 16s. But they want that 15. Like Sharkeesha and Tamrio, yeah, you get in your shine. But nigga, are you eating?
Classy cut, the 2 Live Crew, and we're turning off. It's another terrific Dirt Nasty cut. Should probably just turn this off too. Dead fucking stop fucking traffic. Oh, man. I should get off the freeway. I could kind of still make this last exit, turn around and get back over. There's no way. There's no way. Oh, fuck, man. There's no... I can't make it. Fuck. 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 I'm gonna be here for like an hour probably. I'll probably be on the road for an hour. At this point. Stop this far back? Fuck. Pull over, get out, and do the money dance. Oh, you guys, this is disheartening. Today was going so well. Listen to the Rodeo, a.k.a. Freedom Radio.
Shit, that's actually... That's...
It's not the worst idea. Audio.
Audio.
Select channel name. This is not.
Select
work.
Channel name.
Rural Radio.
Pearl Jam Radio.
Yeah, Pearl Jam Radio. That's what I fucking said. Prime country, highway, outlaw country, bluegrass. Okay, so it's in the talk section then. I don't remember what channel number it is. Jazz. Is it 80? It might be 80.
$50 with our ticket to ride combo pack and get the best deal on both shows. That's right. On Saturday, February 28th, you'll get the PBR Iron Cowboy. Then Sunday, March 1st, you'll get RFD-TV's The American with the biggest one-day payout in the history of rodeo. So wait, save up to $50 with our ticket to ride combo on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Buckle up, Texas.
Buckle up, Texas.
Attention, ladies and gentlemen. The potential merger of Comcast with Time Warner and AT&T with DirecTV will have a major impact on cable television in this country for years to come. Recently, I was asked to testify before Congress and invited to meet with the FCC and Department of Justice to answer questions about the potential impact of these mergers on rural America and independent television channels. As you may know, Comcast recently removed RFD-TV from its cable systems in Colorado and New Mexico, then gave this explanation at the House Judiciary Subcommittee hearing.
I hear and I understand the content being rural content. I want to emphasize again, we are primarily an urban cluster cable company.
RFD-TV really needs your help. We need thousands of letters and calls showing your support for rural independent programming at this time. Together we can get this done. Thank you for your support.
No, you kind of can't.
Texas is full of small towns, big hearts.
Put your channel on the internet.
Of country roads.
Because all of it's going away anyway.
Texas Country Reporter, we wind our way down the back roads, finding places and people that truly are one of a kind. So why don't you hop in and travel with me every weekend at 10 a.m. Sunday? Texas Country Reporter, right here on Rural Radio.
Rural!
Exclusively on.
I feel better that, like, most of the people on the station don't say rural radio very well either.
Here's the good news.
What, is this just like fucking all commercials? Is there no fucking rodeo, no nothing?
Right here on Commodity Rap on Rural Radio on SiriusXM 8.
Welcome back to Commodity Rap. I'm
Arlen Commodity Rap.
And on our
Commodity Rap, it's time to rap about commodities.
Due to the holiday,
we have John Payne. Daniel's Ag Services in Chicago. He's going to help us examine what happened in the trade as we wrapped up the week here. And John, thanks for joining us here. Kind of a week in the knees session, I guess you could say, especially in the soybeans. When you look at the grain side of things, we had double-digit losses on some of those contract months over there. Corn was lower across the board, not by a whole lot, though. And then the wheat kind of perked up as we wrapped up the week. They were lower for a while today, and then they actually closed on the higher side. So pick one out, and which one you want to focus on first here on the grains?
Well, let's start
soybeans, motherfucker!
The beans itself are
they went down a little bit.
Right now, and I mean, we're gonna keep
but if you're invested in corn, then you don't give a shit.
The residual kind of leftover surprise from Tuesday or Monday afternoon, I'm trying to think of my dates here with all the screwed up schedule, it's really, really been understated, I think, by a lot of folks in the trade. I mean, this number that came out was not only surprising the old stocks, but it was a surprise in the acreage. And it's not like corn where we got kind of a slap in the face with, okay, these are the fundamentals. These have been
the slap in the face with corn?
Now we're going to focus on
it. It's fucked up.
Soybeans kind of just turned a page. And I think you've got a trade that's really shifting into a mode that is taking off a lot of speculative bets on the long side, doing it both in the spread markets and in the flat price futures market. And then also looking down the chain in South America's crop as they're still penciling out acres there. So it's kind of funny how the supply stories hit all at once, but no longer are we talking Chinese demand or tight stocks anymore. It's all about the new acreage story. And I think this is going to develop at least until the news flow changes, either a big surprise in an export number or we kind of get a slap in the face the other way that says, hey, we don't have the supplies on hand right now, or some sort of weather event. That can kind of
weather
some buying or some short covering. And as of right now, we don't see anything really on the horizon that's going to inspire that. Now, there is the WASDE report on Friday of next week. They can certainly do it, but I think the acreage numbers are going to be set for that. And, you know, these new supply-side traders are going to be really forcing that new crop down. I wouldn't be shocked to see us make a big volatile move on the open.
Traffic is moving.
The post-4th of July trade tends to be very volatile for soybeans, both directions. Historically, but you know, I wouldn't be surprised to see that trend continue.
John, how is it that the wheat market managed to take over a leadership role on Thursday?
Well, there's finally a story there. You know, the harvest delays are kind of catching up with the trade. The tighter stocks from the Monday reporters, it's kind of a good leadoff play, I think, in baseball terms for the markets this week. And then you've got a couple trades seasonally that kick in. You tend to see a lot of buying of wheat after the 4th of July. Now, usually the harvest is underway on this. At this point, it's not. So you're still kind of waiting out west for a lot of the folks to even get started. I know there are some completed acres out there, but with the process being so slow, I think some of the producers are kind of jumping the gun a little bit, trying to get in sooner than they usually like. Seasonally, you tend to see a little bit of buying in the wheat, selling of the corn, and then, like I said, a bottle of play the beans. So it'll be interesting to see how the market does react. Wheat did lead this market down. Well, it's going back a couple of months, so it's going to happen to retrace, especially in the Chicago side. Those prices are a little more important than the KC at this point.
Shut up.
Even though your spouse is currently working, you're fine. Tennis courts, a gymnasium, a library, and most important, free medical care. It's to be called the Lou Costello Jr. Youth Foundation in honor of Lou's son. It'll cost over $300,000, every cent of which these two boys, Abbott and Costello, are putting up themselves. Congratulations, gentlemen.
Thank you, Bill, but that was Lou's idea.
Yes, Bud, but I couldn't have done it without your help. I just hope the children get as much fun out of using it as we're getting out of building it. Good night, Bill.
Good night. And that's the 3-0 mark for tonight. We've been broadcasting from Hollywood, California tonight, where our guests were Abbott and Costello.
That all sounds next very sincere and from the heart, what you said into the microphone just there.
The Colgate Shaving Sports Newsreel. Our guest next week will be another of Hollywood's great stars, George Raft. So be sure and be with us next Friday night at the usual time
theme song.
Our guest, one of Hollywood's most famous stars, George Raft. See you then. And until then, I'll be seeing you on the screen in the news of the day newsreel at your favorite Lowe's or Associated Theaters. Now, until next Friday evening at the same time, this is Bill Stern wishing you all a good night from Hollywood.
Bill Stern, the Colgate Shave Cream Man, is on his way. Bill Stern, the Colgate Shave Cream Man, had lots to say. He told your tales of sport heroes, the inside.
This is not what I thought it was going to be.
So listen in next Friday night. The old
trick.
Abbott and Costello appeared in this program tonight through courtesy of Universal Pictures and will soon be seen in their new picture, Little Giant. This program originated in Hollywood. This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.
Mike, we'll be talking NBA free agency as Carmelo's tour continues.
year after year. I can't think of a player that's ever had year after year pressure.
I see Jennifer Grey, and I had the time of my life, Sean, because she put...
Oh, God. In your...
Been tough pitching on both sides. Dodgers with the one run.
He was talking about your fly ahead story. That was pretty cool. You know, you were talking about the Torino you saw going up the road.
Started huffing paint.
Right at the scrapyard and all that. And the thing is, I think, scrap steel, of course.
Yeah. Of course.
I've said this 100 times before, but I've said
the idea of him becoming a 3-division champion is just...
It's to a whole location that you can attack.
Respect for me. I just, you know, an extremely mature student.
Voicemail message. After 16 tries, he finally went with, "You've got Danny's phone. Leave a messages." 9:15, decided that his left leg is definitely shorter than his right leg.
Satellite channel in the world. So I'm your host, Jamie Foxx.
Sirius XM.
I'm gonna make a deal with him. Channel 96. Foxhole. Heard all in North America.
Hey, how you do that?
This is my station, Jamie Foxx.
Sirius XM.
Come on.
Channel 96.
I want to learn how to speak Spanish. That's the shit. You know what I really...
Marriage, loss of job, or moving, you may still be entitled to Obamacare coverage. Our service is free, so don't put yourself...
No.
I'm a big fan of gun oil. It's like, it's gun oil. It's called gun oil. It would bother my vagina because they have glycerin in it. Uh-oh. And glycerin is a very simple form of sugar.
Just in case I get...
No. Go online and look up the white vinegar diet and see if it could fit into your life. Did you do that?
So you can record a crime drama, your wife can record her comedy show, and your kids can stop arguing over whose cartoon to record.
Okay.
It
set us into that goal. That's what you do.
SiriusXM.com. We look forward to having you back when this channel returns to the air. This channel is scheduled to be off the air at this time. For complete information on this channel, including its lineup and highlights, visit SiriusXM.
You don't have to come to the party this weekend, but I'd like to see you there. Really would. All right, guys, let's take a little break. The game starts now. When you hear that S word, call in. First word. We'll be right.
Representatives of the public inside of the federal sector.
Now, this is interesting because our young people, 18 to 26-year-olds, when surveyed, 62% of them say they would prefer to work for a company that allows them to contribute their talents and volunteer to nonprofit organizations. Now, that's very, very interesting. I can't say that was on my mind when I was 18. I was thinking a lot about getting ahead in my career. I'm not sure I was thinking at the time about giving back to others. Just true confessions right there. Now I do. But my children, you know, who are in their 20s, are actually giving back by volunteering, and they value this. We know now that employees who work for organizations that are involved in the community are more likely to be engaged at work and stay with the company. So these are values now that companies see.
Does it almost feel like energy of a
Hey, speed on the highway. God damn it.
back with video LP. Raps I make up like blacks, new excuses. I feel like Noah. Let's get my fellas up on deuces. If a broad ain't got a mind, a job, a crib's useless. Acoustic bass line. I'm in. Got these bitches watching me like the fucking blow. I see your chopper, shake a nigga ass up like more.
I don't like rap songs where they rap like that.
Wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl with a gun. I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit and a hat with a hat for a baller. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl with a gun. I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit and a hat with a hat for a
trying to remember what year this song is. According to the readout here on my car, it says 1995.
Backspin on Sirius XM.
6 in the morning, police at my door. Fresh Adidas squeak across the bathroom floor. Out my back window, I'm gonna escape. Didn't even get a chance to grab my old school tape. Mad with no music, more pictures free. And the streets to a player is the place to be. Got a knot in my pocket when it's the brand. Gold on my neck, my pistol's close in hand. I'm a self-made monster of the city streets. Remotely controlled by hard hip-hop beats. But just living in the city is a serious task. Didn't know if the cop wanted, didn't have time to ask.
Word!
See my homeboys cooling way, way out. Told them that my morning cold bugged them out. Shot a little dice. Around some stories about the night before. Posse to the corner where the fly girls chill. Threw action at some freaks, the one bitch got ill. She started acting silly, said we would not quit. Call us all punk pussy, said we are one shit. As we walked over to a hoe, continued to speak. So we picked the bitch down in the goddamn street. But just living in the city is a serious task. Bitch didn't know what hit her, didn't have time to ask.
It's pretty cool, Ice-T. It's pretty cool what you did back there.
In a blazer with a Louis interior. Solid gold, drive it raw. Bust the left turn was on Crenshaw. Johnny Shine was the driver, don't need your free tail. Had a people going off like a high school. Imagine this, no guns, no knife. It's a one-on-one, so now we got to fight, son. Imagine this, no gun, no knife. It's a one-on-one,
now we got J45, we lost the Cannon Brewery in London.
No knife. It's a one-on-one, now we
love it out here. Shout out my man,
imagine
Brent, what up?
No your best friend too. Know you're such a super freak. I can only daydream about it now. It's our reality. I pretend that she was you when you make a squirt scene. Am I choking you too hard? Hope nobody hears you scream. I'm a little crazy when it comes to you, baby. We can leave together. You're my midnight fantasy. I won't let them hurt you. I'll be right back to the ATM. These are the thoughts in my conscience. Can you hear them? Hear them? Walk up in this bitch set up.
Making the tears rain down like a mother.
watching the bass go boom. But there are definitely some lines in this song that are not great. Old English fills my mind, and I came up with a funky rhyme. Fuck this. I'm getting off the freeway. This is not even fucking close to my exit. It's dumping me off on the fucking wrong side of town. But anything has got to be faster than fucking sitting there. Jesus. Said $1 and up store. Like, really, what the fuck are they advertising? As you're not going to find anything in here that's under fucking dollar, okay? So if you got 60 cents, stay the fuck home. Piece of shit coming here with 60 cents. $1 and up.
Like KRS-One.
More Ed Lover tomorrow. 5 to 9 East, 2 to 6 West.
It's the Ed Lover Show.
It'll be good, guys. Maybe we'll play some more of Ed Lover rapping, which is never something you want to hear. So much Dougie Fresh. Come on. It's not...
They just got back from Washington, D.C. I think they got something they want to say.
From Bedford Stuyvesant, the loudest one, representing BK to the fullest. Cats are bullet, bastards ducking when Big B bucking. Chicken heads be clucking in my bathroom, fucking. It ain't nothing. They know Big B handling with the Mac, the actual paneling, bandaging MCs. Oxygen, they can't breathe. Mad tricks up the sleeve, wear boxes so my dick can breathe. Breeze through with the Q45 by my side. And those that rushes, my clutches get put on clutches. Get smoked like touches from the master. Ain't to blast ya, but I have to. You see, I smoke a lot. Your life is played out like Kwame and the fucking polka dots. Who rock the spot, Biggie? You know how the weed go, unbelievable.
So many stop signs. You know, in retrospect, maybe I should have stayed on for one more exit, but whatever, I'm rolling. Open the top, you know, fucking roll, you know, we're gonna roll. Listen to the boys of summer. Was faster. I just drove over the freeway. It looks real bad.
Everywhere we dream, so we're putting up the skin and get the celebration.
guns from Italy. Wow, that's very fancy. Well, made it home. God. I guess in the grand scheme of things, that traffic wasn't that bad, but man. Kind of took it out of me a little bit. Alright. Well, I gotta unload this car, and then I'm going out for a little bit, and, yeah, have a good 3-day weekend, assuming you have one. So, if you don't have a 3-day weekend, you should get one. I highly recommend them. See ya.